End of Term Test 3, Semester 2. 1. Listening. Task 2. Listen to some information about the importance of wolves and complete a table. Write no more than 3 words and or a number in each blank. You will listen twice. A natural ecosystem is a community of living and non-living beings that exist in the same environment. These beings have a close relationship in which the removal of one species can greatly impact the whole ecosystem. One example of this is the disappearance of wolves in the Yellowstone National Park in the mid-1900s. When the park was established in 1872, the wolf population in the area already decreased. Due to a lack of protection from park managers and the government's predator control program, a large number of wolves were killed in the late 1800s and early 1900s, which led to the eradication of the last wolf in 1926. Having eliminated an entire species from the ecosystem, park managers realized their big mistake. It was wolves that kept the population of deer under control. Because of the absence of their main predator, deer multiplied, and the overpopulation destroyed plants and other species' habitats. Following the deteriorating condition of the park, many scientists and biologists suggested bringing back wolves to restore the balance of the park's ecosystem. Campaigns for the reintroduction of wolves began in the mid-1900s, but it wasn't until 1995 that 14 wolves were released into the park. That was a big success, bringing about greater biodiversity and a more balanced ecosystem. Now listen again. A natural ecosystem is a community of living and non-living beings that exist in the same environment. These beings have a close relationship in which the removal of one species can greatly impact the whole ecosystem. One example of this is the disappearance of wolves in the Yellowstone National Park in the mid-1900s. When the park was established in 1872, the wolf population in the area already decreased. Due to a lack of protection from park managers and the government's predator control program, a large number of wolves were killed in the late 1800s and early 1900s, which led to the eradication of the last wolf in 1926. Having eliminated an entire species from the ecosystem, park managers realized their big mistake. It was wolves that kept the population of deer under control. Because of the absence of their main predator, deer multiplied, and the overpopulation destroyed plants and other species' habitats. Following the deteriorating condition of the park, many scientists and biologists suggested bringing back wolves to restore the balance of the park's ecosystem. Campaigns for the reintroduction of wolves began in the mid-1900s, but it wasn't until 1995 that 14 wolves were released into the park. That was a big success, bringing about greater biodiversity and a more balanced ecosystem.